Let's do a very quick review. Just we did a few things on Daf Dalet. That David HaMelech used to get up either in the beginning of the night and then learn and then dive in and sing Shir of Tish Brachos all the way until the morning from Chatzos. Or he'd get up at Chatzos with the harp and then he would be Osek in Torah. In the morning, the people would ask him for counsel. How did he know Chatzos? It was because he set up a harp that the Ruch Sfonis would make play. And we said Moshe Rabbeinu in the Maskana, even though in the beginning it was possibly said, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly what Chatzos was, and that's why he said Ki Chatzos. We said probably he didn't know what Chatzos was, and rather he said it in order so this way the Egyptian leaders shouldn't make fun of him and say that they got it wrong. Or it was to say that just like tonight is around Chatzos time, tomorrow night at this point, like tonight's Chatzos, tomorrow Chatzos, there'll be Makas Bechorot. Okay, and then we had David praising himself about how he's such a chassid, and he woke up so early before the other kings. And he was also very, that's one, Miz Chassidus of David HaMelech. The other thing was that he was very involved in Shilas and got his hands dirty. And then the other, a third thing, is that when he asked Shilas, he would not be embarrassed to go in front of Mephibosheth. Even if he sometimes made mistakes and he got corrected, he made sure to go ask. And because of that, he was supposed to have Kilov, his son. And Kilov is the same person, Daniel, but not Daniel Danavi. Okay? Then we had, why was he always, if he's such a big chassid, so many minus chassidus, they should have been very confident in getting to Olam Haba. So what was he afraid of? Shema Yigro Mochei. Could be the sin he did, took it away. Then we started talking back to the Mishnah about Chatzos. We said Chachamim were not a third independent shita in terms of like when people are going to sleep. It's the same basic idea of Ramon Leil, rather it's a Gezerah. Lest a person come back from the field after work, tired, say, I want to eat something, take a nap, and then I'll die, and then they'll say Krishma. They said Gezerah. Don't do that because it could be you'll forget altogether. So therefore, they said it very seriously, and so it was over to Chacham Chayav Misa. Rather, what should they do? They should come back, they should learn, and they should say Krishma. Okay. And basically, the basic halacha is, yes, we should say Krishma right after sunset as soon as possible. Well, Misa, we're mekel and having the meals. We talked about the other day, if you have a minion, stuff like that. But as things go, yeah, probably it's not always wise to have a nap before Krishma, even if you're mekel and having a meal, because of the same things. You might actually also, if you set an alarm and someone else to remind you, yeah, make her din, that could also be mutter if you set someone to remind you. The thing that we just began was the idea of Samach le'gula tefila. Right before we do Shemar Esrei, we always say the Bruchas Krishma, and the last of the Bruchas Krishma is talking about the Geula. I said very bekitzer that the Rashba has this idea that there are three Bruchas Krishma, and there are three paragraphs of Shema. And they sort of parallel each other. The first one of Yotzer Or is parallel to the first one, the first of the the first paragraph of Shema, which is talking about belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, and there in the first paragraph is talking about Avos Hashem, talking about Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Shema Yisrael. So that's some parallel. The second of the two is talking about mitzvahs that we have towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a couple of mitzvahs. That's the second paragraph of Shema. And it sort of parallels the second of the Baruch's creation, which is talking about Tein Bano Levto, whatever, Tein Bano, Hashem should give us the ability to learn Torah and Avos Torah and stuff like that. And that's the second of the paragraphs. It's reflecting our Ava towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu if we're able to do mitzvahs in Torah. That's reflected in the second paragraph. Our mitzvahs towards Hashem, Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. And the third paragraph, Vayomer, is most clearly, it's about tzitzit, but the reason we really say it is not so much the tzitzit, it's just to remind us of other mitzvahs, and really the last pasuk is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is picked up in the paragraph of Yetziv Nachon that we talk about a lot of a long description of Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim and killing the Bechorim and saving us from Paro and so on and so forth. Again, Gal Yisrael. So immediately after that, and the same thing you have at night, basically similar ideas, different words, but same concepts. Hashkivinu is just an extension. We'll just talk about that immediately. And that's an extension of the third bracha. And immediately after mentioning Geula, we go right into Shmoneh Esrei. And we said the two reasons for that was Rashi says because after you praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu and tell him you just did a geula for us, and how thankful are we, and it changed the course of history because of your geula. Now we've sort of awakened his interest in us, and now we're ready to ask him something, and then we walk away. We make a big hafzik, so that's a chutzpah. Rashi gave the mashal, someone knocking on the door and then walking away. The other reason was the Rabbeinu, that thematically they're very similar. The first, we want to strengthen our emunah, that we have emunah Kodesh Baruch Hu because he's created the world and he's saved us until now. Once we have bitachon in that, and that we Hashem was Gol Yisrael in the past, Gal Yisrael in the past. So then we're going to talk about in Shemoneh Esrei all the things that we're asking Hashem to do in the future, all the bakashas and everything like that. Okay. That's the connection to the thematic connection. There's a line in the Rabbein Yonah, in the Ritva, who says the same. It's that ikur of Ava and Emunah and Hoda, the ikur of all of the basic tenets of our faith, come from Bitachon, and that's why we want to mention Geula, because it strengthens our Bitachon. Okay, that's the basic things that we discussed. And Rabbi Yochanan said, some of Geula Tefillah applies to Maariv as well. It applies to the name either from a pasuk or from svara. That was the basic machlokas. Mitiv mar berei de ravina. This is seven lines in the wide lines, in the medium lines, on Dana base. So at Mariv, we're going to do two brachas before Shema and two brachas after. Gula Tefillah. If you're supposed to be someone Gula Tefillah, how are you doing some Gula Tefillah? Gula was the third bracha, and we do four brachas by the night, two before Shema and two after. How are we allowed to do Shah Ashkivenu? How by Lamim Rashkivenu? Says the Gemara Amri is often an indication of an answer. Amri, they said, as an answer, Kim de Tiknu Rabbanu Ashkivenu Kugula Arichta Dami. Damya. That it's just an extension of the third bracha. Since the rabbis were attacking it, the rabbis were attacking it in a way that should be an extension of the geula. Dilo tema hachi shachris hechi matzi samach. If you don't say that, well, how? And even everybody agrees there's a concept of sova geula tefillah in the morning. The reason was that the geula, the main geula with all the nisim, was when we left Mitzrayim in the morning, and everybody agrees to that. And yet, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan b'tchil amar. Hashem Sivatai Tiftach. Everybody agrees that you do some interruption. You say the Pasuk of Sivatai Tiftach before you start the Shemoneh Esrei proper. And the Sofo Omer Yehila Ratzon Rifi, that's not the Kasha from that we are asking about, but it's true that we do say Yehila Ratzon at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. That's Rabbi Yochanan. We bookend Shemoneh Esrei, all the brachas, with Psukim. We start with Hashem Sivatai Tiftach, open my mouth, and we end Yehila Ratzon. Everything that I said should be Yehila Ratzon before you, Hashem. So how you say Hashem Zot Tach? Should we have Elok even awesome even to take the Rabbanu Lameimar Hashem Zot Tach? Since the rabbis instituted it, it's obviously not a hefsek. It obviously doesn't. It totally doesn't belong. Rather, it does belong. Tefillah Rifta Dami is just an extension of Shemoneh Esrei, right? And therefore, it's not a hefsek in any sort of way. It's still called some Gula Tefillah. Hachanami Kivin Tikkun Rabbanu Lameimar Hashkivinu Kigula Rifta Dami. It's just an extension of the geula. So what about by Mariv, that the minhag Ashkenazim, or many Ashkenazim, not everybody, is we say Baruch Hashem Amen and Yira Einenu. Right, so only in Yisrael they're not. I think by Nusach Sfar they might, by Nusach Sfar let's do it. Okay. Fine, so I don't, fine, so most overwhelming majority Ashkenazim do say. Tosfos asks for that minhag. Isn't that going to be a question of hefsek? So it's basically two answers. One of them is it's not from a Gemara that Uranian and the like, but even though it's not from a Gemara, it's a very old minhag. It goes back to definitely Rishonim. And that, since it was instituted by the Rabbanan, by the Rabbanan of the Rishonim, we'll say the same Svara. It's just an extension of the Geula. That's one option. Or we don't really, really paskin the. That like Rabbi Yochanan, so it's not so important to have someone go to the Tefillah by Maariv. So, just to mention one or two things real quick, the someone go to the Tefillah by Maariv, we also have a minhag. I think a lot of people do that on Friday nights. You'll say Misham B'nei Yisrael, or on before Yantiv, you'll say a pasuk about the Maariv. So. The tour brings up maybe that's a hafsek between someone go to the Tefillah. So one option is we are not so makbid by Maariv. We're all makbid in the mornings. The other option is not a similar thing. It's a thematic idea that's connecting what Shmoneh Esrei is going to be about. That's another option. And then the Kaddish. Tosa talks about the Kaddish. Everybody generally says Kaddish between by Maariv. So the same thing. There could be a proof in the Gaonim. They say, obviously, we just don't hold that some of the two are so important by Maariv. Or this is much harder to say, is that somehow it's a Segula Richta, but this it doesn't elaborate on any themes of Segula. So it's the easiest explanation is it's not really important. That's what Toz brings up. So Kaddish presumably is the biggest proof that it's not so.
Kaddish before Shmoneh
Esrei? Before Shmoneh Esrei,
by Maariv.
The Maariv. We do it.
We
Nobody,
don't,
as far as I know, everybody does that.
Right. We don't do it by Shacharis.
We don't do a Shacharis. And therefore, let's say the Rashba says it's born Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. Not everybody does this, but when you want to announce Yal V'Yavo or something like that, instead, some people just clap on the bima, great, no hafzik. But sometimes by Maariv, specifically Maariv, someone will actually say the Gaba or somebody else will actually say Yal V'Yavo between the Kaddish or between the Brachos Kriyas Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. He spoke. He talked in between the two. Yeah, we're not so makbid by Maariv to talk in between the two. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that you could do that. It doesn't mean you should, but for basically everything else, we try to be makbid. Instead of like, we don't just talk to our friends, we don't just make a big hafzik for no reason. But yes, you do see there are definitely parts in Shmoneh Esrei that indicate by Maariv, we're not quite so makbid. We try. There's no question it's a better thing to do if you're not, if you're going to do Krishma and then do Tefillah. Obviously, we shouldn't make a hafzik if there's no reason to make a hafzik. Okay? Next piece. Amar Rabbi Lazar Amar Ravina, call Omer Tila David b'chol yom shosh pamim b'tach lo shemein olam haba. We're talking about Ben Olam Haba before. Some go to and so too here as well. Someone says Asher 3 times a day gets Olam Haba. My time, what's the reason or why is this so par? Why is this paragraph so special? Maybe it's because it has the whole Aleph Bet. Neima, except for Nun. Neima, Asher Tmimei Derech. We have a different parakin Tehillim, if you test very long, that it has Aleph Bet 8 times over. So why don't we take that one? Da'ata b'timnaya apin. It comes with 8 psukim per letter. Elo. So that if you think Asher is so special because it includes the entire gamut of the alphabet, better would have been to take Parakufiyat Elmajunebotehyadecha. Maybe the most critical passage that's so amazing about this paragraph is Potehyadecha. And where it says, but there's a different paragraph that's very similar, named Halal Gadol, because it says there in Halal Gadol is Kuflam Vav, it's the Kilom Chasto paragraph we say often in Shabbos. It's 26 psukim. So over there, it doesn't have an Aleph Bet, but it does have Notein Lechem L'chol Basar. That's the basic same point as in Potechiyadecha. Hashem provides for everybody whatever they need. Kilom Chasto. So maybe we should say just that paragraph. Why do we say Asherai? El Mishum De'eve Tarti. There are 2 things that are special about it. One is it has the Aleph Bet, and the other thing is it has Potechiyadecha. Now, the simple mefarshim, many mefarshim do say, even though it says someone says Asher 3 times a day, it's a simon, it's not the siba. It's not the be all end all. If someone says Asher 3 times a day, they get into Olam, but even if they do Gilaran, Shechatem, they do all the other areas in Torah. It means, and it doesn't mean that if a guy does every single mitzvah in the Torah really well and they just miss out on this, they're not getting on top. What they say it means is that it's a simon. More often, the person who is able to be so careful to come to the davening on time and say Asher before a mincha, and he's going to be saying Asher in the beginning and the end of Mar and the end of Shacharis. And the Marsha talks about why don't we all say it on Mar? We say it at Shacharis twice. But bottom line, if you're so careful in your davening, so you're going to always say Asher. So, yeah, probably a person like that cares a lot about davening. He'll be ben olam haba because everything else in his life will fit in. He's not going to be all doing averas, and he's not going to be doing. He will be doing mitzvahs. The other thing is, yeah, if it doesn't necessarily, that's, I think, the pshat. Pshat, and that's from Rishonim. The pshat just means, kol ha'omer til David gets olam haba. It means the guy who's doing everything else as well, but on top of that, he's doing the Asher. He's the type of person that cares about Asher. The other thing is, it could be Omer til David is he imbibes the lessons of Asher. It doesn't mean he just says the words. It means he says it, and he practices it, and it influences Emuna because of Poter Yedech. He sees everything comes from Kosh Baruch Hu, and then Memila, everything follows from there. The Marsha says either had to do 3 tefillahs, that's why we say 3 times, although we don't actually say it in Marv, it's sort of we make up for it at, because Arvis is Rosh Hashanah, so they never wanted an attack in Asher then, so we made it up in Shacharis, we sort of say three kedushas. We say kedusha and shmona esrei shacharis and mincha, and we do uval tzion a little bit like a kedusha over there. Okay, so we do say asher three times, and it's important, it's a special tefillah. But echayedecha is the most critical one of the psukim in asher, and we're supposed to try to have kavana. Then it says shmona esrei or put echayedecha. And if you didn't have kavana, you should even go back to that pasuk. It's definitely an important pasuk to remember. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides everything in the world, spiritually, physically. Fine. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mimnei Malo Nemer Nun Ba'Asher. Why does it skip Nun and Asher? Mimnei Sheish Ma'apal Tarsha Sadiq Ishason Yisrael. Tachdi Venafa Lo Tosef Krum Betolos Yisrael. There's a pasuk that starts with the Nun that's a curse to Klal Yisrael that we fall in Amos, that we've fallen and we won't get up anymore. So David HaMelech felt he didn't want to include in the Asherai a Nun. Just to add, the Marsha said, why do we have the Aleph? Why is that a special character of Asherai? Because he says it represents all of Torah. Torah is written from Aleph to Tav, so this paragraph represents all of Torah. And Potecha Yedecha represents Tefillah. So this is very two special important themes they want to mention, but Nun doesn't, we don't want to say. V'arov metar tila hachi nafal lo tosef win pol od kum betos Yisrael. In Israel, in the Marava, the way they explained the Pasuk and Amos not to be such a curse to Klal Yisrael was to say, "Nafla lo tosef, we have fallen, but we shall not fall again. Rather, kum betus Yisrael." Okay, so as long as they put this, the break sort of, "Nafla, we have fallen, and therefore lo tosef, therefore kum." That's how the Pasuk is supposed to read. So it's not such a negative Pasuk. Okay, it doesn't change the fact that yes, there is no known in Asherah. Amram Nachman Bar Yitzchak Avilu Hachi Chazer David Samcham Baruch Hakodesh Nemer Samach Somech Anay L'Chol Noflim. Even though there is no pasuk known, still it was in David Melch's mind about Nefila, about falling, and therefore the next pasuk immediately after there is no such pasuk of known, but the pasuk of Samach refers to this theme anyway and says Somech Hashem L'Chol Noflim for those who have fallen, Hashem is here to support. Amram Elazar Amram Ravina Gadol Ma'aseh Nemer Meichal Yodim Ma'aseh Nemer Gavriel. So this is about Malachim now. There is difference amongst all the different malachim, their capabilities. So what is that? The Michal says something greater than says by Gabriel. Deal of Michal, ksiv of Eli, Achamin Esrafu. That by Michal, that he would be able to travel and to fly before Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'ilu gabi Gabriel, ksiv yish Gabriel, asher re'iti v'chazon. B'tchila mu'af b'ya'if. Okay, it's the language of ya'uf is to fly, is to move. My masha d'hai echad michalhu. Someone said, just to iron out the point. The point of the Gemara is it's greater by michal because it only says the word ya'uf, this choresh, one time, and by Gavriel it says it two times. So to speak, this means that by michal it takes one flap of the wings or one effort to move, and by Gavriel it takes him two steps or two strokes for him to move anywhere. Okay? So, you see, Michal is quicker. He's faster. How do we even know that Pasuk is referring to Michal? It's just one of the Seraphim, one of the higher level Malachim. Am Rabbi Yochanan Atat. Echad, Echad. Ksiv, Hacho. Because we have some sort of comparison between the Psukim. Each one says Echad. Here it says Echad, Ve'yaf, Eli, Echam, and Seraphim. And Ksiv, we just said, "Ksiv Hasam," it says somewhere else by Michal. Ksiv Vayinei Michal Echad Hasarim Harishonim Bala Azraini. Good. So it says Echad in two places, and it's referring to Malachim. Therefore, we say in the earlier pasuk when it says Ve'efelai, and that's referring to Michal as well. So you see, he moves with one. Tlaptana Michal Be'echad Gabriel B'Shtayim Eliyahu Be'Arba Malachim Avos Shmona. Okay, the travel speeds of all the malachim, the Gemara summarizes, Michal is 1, Gabriel 2, Eliyahu 4, Machamav is 8. But if it's a Shamagifa, a tragic time, okay, then if there's an epidemic, then the Machamav can move a lot quicker. Okay. There's a lot of depth to this. I don't know too much about it at all, but that's the idea that the malachim travel before Kosh Baruch Hu with certain co-hosts, And that's what we're comparing different malachim, and Eliyahu Navi is lower level. He's not really a malach. Eliyahu was a person, never died, was taken before Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what we say. It takes a long time, so to speak, to get him to get anywhere.
Okay. I just thought it was interesting that they point out from the Marsha that the malachim always speaks 8 times, just so it's slow, so people can do tshuva before he actually gets to you. That's why he slowed down.
Excellent. Very good. Nice.
Fine. A remes to Eliyahu Navi thing is that we call Eliyahu Navi Zachor Lato. We call him four words, so he's an Eliyahu Navi is Ba'arba. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Shu Ben Levi, Afal Pi Shekara Adam Kriya Shama Vedik Nezeh Mitzvah Likro Da Amitato, that there is a mitzvah, it's a machlokes if it's a chiyuv. We generally hold it as a chiyuv, but it's machlokes or shonim. If it's this mitzvah to say Shema before you go to sleep. Even if you said it exactly at the right time, you went to Marv, 10 o'clock or whatever, you went to Marv and you took care of Shema, you said Shema at the right time. Still, you should say it before you go to sleep. Why? That you should be, Rigzu, you should be with trepidation, miragis yourself, you should have some sort of fear, and this will remove any of the Yitzhara, any of the demons also. This way you won't sin. You should say in your heart, when you're on your bed, with Domus on, you'll say something. You'll say Shema or Torah. And then you'll be quiet. Rashi says, because that when you go to sleep, you're quiet. Amr Rav Nachman. In Talmud Chacham, Ein Sarich. Rav Nachman says the whole main point of it is that this way, you should have some words of Torah on your lips before you go to sleep. If it's Shema, great. That anybody could do. If not, the Talmud Chacham doesn't have to deal with this because the Talmud Chacham will have words of Torah on his lips before he goes to sleep, so he won't have to say. So the reason for Rav Nachman perhaps is not really because you're protecting yourself, but rather just because you should avoid any Yetzirah, and you should have the last thing that's in your mind should be a Torah thing. So you could say Shema, or you could say a different learning. Amar Abaye. Abai says, maybe there's a different theme that we have to, a reason that we should say the Krishma Almita, which is protect yourself. So you should say one pasuk, derachme, a pasuk of rachme before Hashem, that Hashem should have mercy. Kigon be'etchav ki ruchi, petito ti, Adonai Elamed, that Hashem, I've given you my soul, and petito ti, you should redeem me, you should save me. Hashem, who is the God of truth, fine. Hashem, you'll be honest, you'll give it back, and you'll protect me. So we say many psukim of Shmira, Yoshev Yisrael Elyon. There are many psukim that we say as a minhag, Ashkivan. There are minhag, many psukim, many minhagim about what we say. And the Magen Avraham says it's not actually a hafsek between the bracha and going to sleep because they're all part of the same theme of you're going to sleep, so you need protection before you go to sleep. Some people do say it at the end. They say the bracha all the way even after they said Shema. But I think the more standard minhag is to say it earlier, but they're both valid. And they're basically different rishonim. Do you want to say the bracha all the way at the end, or do you want to say the bracha and then you want to say the psukim? And there's a lot of said about the brachas, about the brachas hamapil and the shema, but this is one of the sources for that basic concept. Okay. I'm Rabbi Levi Bar Chama. I'm Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Al Olam Yargiz Adam Yitzra Atoyv Al Yitzhar. A person should awaken and should get angry the Yitzhar Hatov, to overcome and battle the Yitzhar. As it says, Shemar Rigzuv Al Tov. A person should have this fear, should have this roges, should anger the Yitzhar Hatov to be able to overcome the Yitzhar. So just. The Gra on Mishlei says that this is one of the places where you can use a midah ra for good. We say that people classically say that from the Rambam that kas is one of the midahs you should never ever have. So the Gra says that somehow you could channel it in this way. You could use it for good, and we say that we'll talk about it at a different point. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has kas sha'acha b'yom Hashem is angry one moment a day. Says the Gra, what would be the point if we're supposed to be dumb in Hakadosh Baruch Hu? If Mahurachum Mahatarachum, we should medamet Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem is anger. So the answer is we can have anger, just an anger against the Yitzhar. What does that mean? Practice. It means that if a person sees him going himself into avira, he should get angry at himself. I'm below this. It's not me, and he should pull himself out of that situation and not fall in. Also, it could be that a person in advance should power himself. Excite himself, and he should think about how silly it is to fall into sin and fall into traps that he falls into all the time because of habits. And he should get excited this way, and he should take a Kabbalah, he should do something this way, he won't fall in again. This is part of the general theme that comes up in brachas more than once, is you should use arum b'yiras Hashem. A person should be very clever and conniving in yiras Hashem. A person should be careful and try to avoid the Yitzhara and takes a chachma to do. Im nitzchum otovim lav yazak b'torah. If a person, just based on their yitzchak hatov, could overcome sin, great. A person has machshavas raos and whatever it is. A person could just decide, that's beneath me. I'm going to do mitzvahs and the like. If that works, great. If not, he should go v'alav yazak b'torah. Shenemar imru v'lochem, because that's the next part of the pasuk. The same pasuk we're saying is you should say something. You say we're either shema, that's what we're talking before, or words of Torah. That avoids sin. Person's involved in Torah. The Rambam says simple. Either brings him, draws himself closer to Hashem, or because he's now distracted from sin because he's thinking in Torah. If that doesn't work, the next battle plan against the Yitzhara is to say Krishma. That instills our, that reaffirms our Amun and Hashkarish Baruch Hashem Rav Shechem. That's something we do before we go to sleep. And Im Lav, and Shokha Kumecha, that's what's associated with Shema, it's in the bed. In its chum, Utav, that works. Great in love, Yiskor, Yom Mitzvah, and Domuzhala. We should remember the day of death, it's the last resort because it's a depressing thought to have to think about the day of death, but it's a very powerful tool, so to speak, in Musar that a person thinks about what's the whole point of life, and it helps them remember what they're about to be involved with. If they're about to be involved in sin, is it really worth it? Any questions? What's this pasuk mean? That Hashem gave us the luchos, the Torah, the mitzvot, and everything else. So we darshan it to mean many sections of Torah. And the Rambam Pirshna says this is a good hakdama to all of Torah Shvapeh, the different sections. Luchos, elu, asara, dibros. Luchos run to the 10. Dibros Hashem gave us very directly from him. Torah is a mikra. That's all to Urshvichtah. Mitzvot is a mishnah. All of the basic rules that are categorized in Torah Shebal Peh. Asher Ketavti, things are written, that's referring to Nevi Miksum, Elu Nevi Miksum, Lohar Osam, that Gemara. Okay, Gemara may mean not exactly Tam Bavli, the Gemara we have per se, but rather all the limud that's said about the Mishnah. That's right, Svaras Tamei Mishnah, to explaining all the Mishnah, and that from there comes Horah. Horah is Psak. Psak doesn't come from Mishnah. You can't pass it from a Mishnah. Mishnahs are sasim, or sometimes unclear. Sometimes a contradiction between the Mishnahs. Sometimes we don't follow Mishnah. So you can't pass it just between. If someone has a Mishnahs, you can't pass it. Someone does Gemara, you can pass it. Obviously, you have to be careful before you pass it from a Gemara, because you have to know what the Rishonim said. If we do pass it, this Gemara versus that Gemara. But yes, it's clear that you have to come from a Gemara. It has to begin from a further eon than just the Mishnah, which is very fixed and specific and summarized. Milame Shekulam Nidin LaMoshe MiSinai. This is to teach you that all parts of Torah were given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yitzhak. Just to go quicker, I know there's a lot here. Kol Korah the Krishma Mitato Gilori is Chayrev Shel Shtei Pio Biyado. Pio Biyado. That's whenever a person says Krishma when he's going to sleep, it's like he's holding a sword with two sharp edges to kill the demons, get rid of them. That we're saying some praise with their mouth, and it's like we have a sword by our. There's two edges to the sword. How do we know this pasuk is talking about saying Kriya Shema Amita? Answer is because the pasuk earlier in this paragraph says we're going to praise Hashem on our beds before we're going to sleep. We say something about Akash Baruch Hu, so he'll protect us. And then it talks about the Chayrev. Great. Am Rav Yisrael Kol Kriya Shema Amita to Mazik and Medilin Imenim. If someone says Kriya Shema, it's going to protect him from the demons. Shnemer B'nei Reshef is referring to the demons, Yegbiu Uf. They're going to fly away. Ein Uf Ela Torah. This pasuk is talking about Torah. Torah is going to make them fly away. So a person says, Kriya Shema Amita, Shema itself is also part of Torah. A person says Torah on his bed, it's going to protect him from the demons. Shnemer V'tayif Einecha Bo V'einenu. Torah is called Uf, something that flies away, because, unfortunately, a person who closes eyes in Torah and doesn't involve himself in Torah, it's easy to forget Torah very quickly. That's a true thing of Torah, that it says, like Rabbi Meir, he closes his eyes and remember Torah as though he saw right in front of him. Most people are not like that. When they close their eyes, it's or whatever, they not always in Torah, it's not always easy to remember Torah. That's an emphasis for Chazara or something like that, that Shechter said from Ray Blech, a cute mashal, just it says in Peah, as long as a person didn't, it wasn't choser, a person didn't turn around to leave the stalks of wheat in the field and go on to some other field or go on to another section of the field, it's not b'shechecha. It's not anything that he left there. It's not for aniyim. It's not b'legeder shechecha for the halachos of the aniyim coming to take shechecha. So he said, as long as the person hasn't turned around and left the field completely, as long as they plan on going back to it and plan to involve himself more in it, it's not b'shechecha. The person's not going to forget something that he's still involved with. As long as his mindset hasn't been to leave it and forget it, so the person tried it. As long as the person's continuing in their learning, they're not going to forget. Once the person makes the decision they're forgetting it, then yeah, it's very easy to forget. In Rashi El Mazikin, B'nei Rashi was referring to the demons. Shneimar Mazei Ra'av V'Luchumi Rashi V'Ksav Meriri. Okay, all different words they're referring to the demons. The Mazei Rav, things that come and attack us by the famine, Lashumi Reshef, all these. But the language of Reshef is associated with the demons. Maria is also a demon. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish calls up the Rabbi Yisur and Bidil and he managed to remember Reshef Yibiyu, Feinu Vela Torah, Shemar Hitayif, Nechabo, Veinenu. So Torah avoids other Yisur, not just demons, it avoids other afflictions. And how do we know that? From the same Pasuk. Oof. Is referring to Torah because it flies away, and also Reshef is referring to Yisurim. In Reshef al Yisurim, Shneamar Mazei Ra'av Lechume Reshef. Reshef is associated with Ra'av, famine. So that's because, again, that Torah protects from Yisurim. Amr Le Rabbi Yochanan Ha'afi Lechinah Gad Beit Shalraban Yodinota. This is so obvious. What do you need darshan from Pasuk and Navi? Wait, everybody knows that it's a Pasuk and Chumash. Shneamar Vayomer. That if you follow my commandment, Hashem says, then I will be protecting you because I'm your doctor. So, okay, you don't have to worry. All the machlas Hashem gave in Mitzrayim, Hashem wouldn't give to us. So you see, if we follow His ways, we keep Torah. We don't have to worry about this. So it's true. That is from Chumash. So what do we then do? We learn from the Pasuk and Navi. Maybe, okay, fine. This is not actually coming from the last pasuk, but yes, the idea that Reish Lakish was saying from the pasuk of B'nei Rashi Gavir Uf that protects from Yisurim, in fact, you could learn from Chumash, but there is something else to learn from a different pasuk in Navi, that a person that's not involved in Torah, Chas Shalom, they're susceptible to other Yisurim. As it says, B'nei Lamti Dumya, I stopped being quiet, I stopped saying, Hacheshti Mitovas, I was quiet, and I stopped saying Torah, v'chashim yitov, I removed myself from Tov, v'ke'evei ne'achar, I was involved, and unfortunately there was Yisurim. I was involved, completely was Yisurim. And what is Tov referring to? Ein Tov al Torah, sh'nemar v'kilach Tov natat v'lchem tortei al tazovu. Great. Amr Rebbe Zeir, Rebbe Yidim, Rebbe Chanina, bar papa bo reish, al gemidah kash brachum, minu basar v'dam. Hashem works differently than people. Minu basar v'dam, adam mocher, chavzol l'chavir, chavzol l'chavir mocher, atzei lukeach, sameach. A person does business, they sell something. They're sad if they sell something. Yeah, they're happy that they made money, but they'd also be happy if they had the product that they were selling. Aval Akash Baruch Hu kin. No din lehem Torah. Akash Baruch Hu gives away Torah, gets nothing in return, and yet he's happy. Yisrael. V'sameach. Akash Baruch Hu was very happy with how he gave his Torah. Shneh mar ki lo tov n'tav lehem Torah ti al tazov. Because Akash Baruch Hu wants to be meitiv. Akash Baruch Hu doesn't want to just keep things for himself. Obviously, Akash Baruch Hu is meitiv. Hashem wants to give. And in that hatava, Hashem gave us the Torah. Amarava, and included in that, so to speak, Akash Baruch Hu, so to speak, almost doesn't have the Torah. Why? Hashem doesn't buy us in Torah. We say, Lo B'Shamayim. Akash Baruch Hu gives us Psak, Torah, and that's sort of, we decree the Emes. Amarava, Yidim Rav Chizda, Imra, Adam Shay Yisurim, Ba'an Allah, Yifashim, Ma'asim, we talk about Yisurim. So what should a person do if Yisurim comes? He should look into his ways. Shnemar, Nechas, Nech, Pasad, Arkinim, and Achkura, and Ashuva, Ad Hashem. He should look into his ways and avoid, and do tshuva in this way, he'll avoid any more Yisurim. If a person looked in and didn't see anything, you should look into Bittul Torah, because it's the most general of era, and it could be that I'm not aware of what I'm doing wrong, because I didn't learn enough Torah. That's why I should be involved in Torah. Fortunately, the person who gets Yisurim in Torah Tata to Lamdenu, and then he'll learn because of his Torah that he was negligent in, he'll learn more Torah. The person looked into it and he saw that obviously it was, he couldn't figure out what was causing the Yisurin. So he knows that it's not because of any Avera, it wasn't because of Bittul Torah, rather it's because of Yisurin Shalhava, Akash Baruch Hu was giving Yisurin in order to purify him, to get him higher level in Olam Haba. Shneemar ki et asher yahav, Hashem yuchich. Hashem gives tokacha, gives afflictions to those who are Hashem loves. So obviously, We'll talk about it a little more. That's a difficult concept, but on the other hand, that's partly explains a lot of the tzaddik v'ra'lo, a lot of things that we say that are very difficult. It's Hashem is not punishing them, but rather it's coming in certain shalom, but Hashem gives troubles to people. So this way we should get a higher level of haba to mimari the avon, to remove these sins, just to get a higher level of haba, to give zechus to the door. It could be other reasons, but that's what Yisrael Shalava means. It means a higher level of haba because of the sermon that's coming upon him. Anybody that loves Hashem is going to crush him with a lot of Yisur. Hashem will give him sickness and difficulty. So maybe even if the Yisurim come and he's really angry at God, maybe that too, it'll act as Yisurim. The answer is it doesn't. As we compare it to an Ashim. Ashim Ladas, Av Yisurim Ladas, it has to be intentional. A person has to have the Yisurim and say, this should be a kapar for me. Or this should be, that's Siddur Kadin. Or a person should say, okay, I tried looking into my ways and I don't need to do a tshuva on anything else. Still, a person should say, okay, maybe these are Yisurim Shalava, I'll accept it with Ava. God's role is giving me Yisurim Shalava, I'll accept it with Ava. Im Kibla Mascha, and then I'll act like an Ashim, like a Korban Ashim, which you have to be intentional. You can't bring in a Korban Ashim without any thought. It doesn't work as a Korban. So too, Yisur only works similar to the Korban. In Kivla Maschara, Yira, Zera, Yarech Yamim. That a person will, if a person is Mekabel them, then he will get a lot of Yisurim. It's a continuation of that same passing into the same Hashem. Okay, if he accepts the Yisurim, it'll be Zechus for having a Rechus Yamim, Velo Od Elche, Talmud, the Mekayim Biyadol, it'll also be a Zechus, he'll remember, Star Hashem, Rechavit, Anai, Biyado Yatzliach, and everything that Hashem wants him to have will be Matzliach. Okay, the Torah he has, he'll remember. One person said, one of the Amorim said, a good indication of something that Yisrael Shalava means it doesn't cause Bittul Torah. It means the guy is suffering, it's tough, but he's still able to learn. Because if it means that it's causing Bittul Torah, the fact that he's so sick, that means obviously not Yisrael Shalava, because why would a coach want that? As it says in this pasuk, there's Yisrael, but then still, Bittul Torah to Lomdeni still can involve himself in learning. Chadamar Yisrael Shalava, it calls you in behem Bittul Tefillah. Maybe cause Bittul Torah, but as long as he can still daven. Shnemar Baruch Elohim Asher Lo Yazir Tefillah Tov V'chazdom Me'iti. Okay, you shouldn't call it a bittul tefila. A guy can't concentrate. He's so sick. He can't even say Shmon Esrei. So that's obviously not Yisrael Shalava. I'm a little Rabbi Abba, Breder Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. How come Rabbi Chia Bar Abba? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Elo, Yisrael Shalava. Even if it means taking himself away from tefila and Torah, yes, that still could be Abba. It could still be Yisrael Shalava. A guy will be honest. He can't daven. He can't do tefila. He can't do tefila. Can't do Torah. Still, he'll be honest. But still, it could be Yisrael Shalava. Shemar ki et. Asher Yahav Hashem Yochel. The pasuk makes no qualifications in that pasuk. What about the other pasukim? The fact that you'll still be able to learn. Adikri Tilamdenu Ella Tilamdenu. Okay, what does that actually mean? What's the nekudos? Rashi says Kolamar Mitartcha Anu Lamedim Otam. We learn this Mitartcha not Tilamanu. Whatever we should learn it rather Tilamdenu. This concept we should learn from Torah. Not that we should, therefore, because there's Yisurim, we should learn Torah, rather we have learned this concept from Torah itself. The Torah teaches this concept. It's true that there are Yisurim Shalava. Torah Zim and Torah Tcha, Telamdenu Hashem, you taught us this from your Torah. Kavachomrem Yishen V'ayim. Mashem V'ayim, Chehen Echam Me'evarim Shal Adam, Evi Yotem and Lecheres. We learn it from Torah. Why? Because a person sets his slave free whenever he gives him even a tiny bit of Yisurim, he knocks out one limb. Yisurim is remarkable. Guvish Adam, the afflictions a person gets that affects his entire body. How much more so it'll let him free from any of his any sins, any things he has that are going wrong. A Yisurim will purify his body completely. That's what a Yisurim Shalava does. It removes any sins and it gets him higher level of Mahaba. And we learn it from Torah. As a Kavachomer from the Evan, it goes free. The Shem V'ayim. Hainu der Shem ben Lakish, Amr Shem ben Lakish, Nemar Briba Malav, Nemar Briba Yisurin, Nemar Briba Malav, Dechdiv, Lodish Briba Malav, Briba Malav, and Amr Briba Yisurin, Dechdiv, Elo Divrei Briba, Ma Briba, Amor Briba Malav, Malav, Ma Teket, Ed Abazer, Amor Briba Yisurin, Yisurin, Markin, Kolam, and Asha Adam. There's a comparison between Brit, that it says by salt, that salt itself, a Brit that Hashem made with Aaron and the Avoda, Hashem is giving to the Kohanim forever, and it says there's a Bris by Melech, and also there's Bris by Yisurin, and they do the similar function. Just like a melech keeps something, salt preserves things, keeps it forever, so too Yisurin will keep a person, like we said before, it gives a person a Rishas Yamin. And over here we're talking about it'll remove his sins, and it'll purify him. Three presents we got, and the Rav Kook says about this shows that Kosh Baruch Hu Sar Arug, Kosh Baruch wants to give us the chuyus. We have by Lechacha, by Aramid, that Kosh Baruch makes presents that Hashem gives us, but Dafka, Chavi Valinu, Hashem makes us precious, the fact that we do work for them, Hashem gave us so easily, it wouldn't be so special. Kosh Baruch Hu makes some of the most difficult, most amazing presents, like Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba, come not easily. And it's not Lechem Nama, from the Mekubam, that's not embarrassing. When you get a present that's such a tremendous present, and you didn't do any work for it, it feels embarrassing. The guy gave me $1 million for free, I feel a little bit embarrassed. I'll still take it, but I won't feel like I deserve it, I won't feel confident, I won't be excited about that. As opposed to a present you have to work for. Yeah, you get a bonus after you work for a long time. If you feel very excited about it, you feel dignified. So Tekash Baruch Hu says, the most precious gifts, I'm going to give in a very dignified manner, you'll have to work for them. Torah is a very special gift. First, it comes through Yisurin. Torah, acquiring Israel, we know, unfortunately, has a lot of Yisurin all the generations. And Hashem is going to be Miyasir, his son. Just like a father doesn't afflict his son, but when he wants to be mochiach him, he's mochiach him in a harsh way. So too, Hakadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Ksiv Batzrei, Kenai Lechem Evicha El Eretz Tova. Says in the pasuk right after, Hashem is going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. After Hashem is mochiach, He'll bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Alam Habet Chiv, Kinemus Torah Derech Chaim Tocha Musar. There's a three-part package of Torah Avodas Hashem. We have mitzvahs, we have Torah, and Musar. And Musar could sometimes mean learning Musar, could also mean Yisurim, as we've associated with that earlier. Okay. Tani Kavit Rabbi Yochanan Kol Zek B'Torah Ben Lechasan Kover Banav Mochel Lo Kol Menosav. That a person has Yisurin, unfortunately, and he's still involved in Torah and Chesed. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you know that he's going to get Mechila Kol Bonos. He has a golden path paved to Olam Haba because he won't have any more sins. This is a very tragic story. He does a lot of mitzvahs, and still he's bearing a child. Amr Lay, and we don't understand the ways of Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we never understand why terrible things happen. But there's a Haftacha in the Gemara that it's a Mechila Bonos, but we still don't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways. And it's extremely sad, but it's possible for a person even to lose two children, sad as that is. We don't understand why that could happen. Amr Lay Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam HaTorah, Yigmi L'Chasadim, Dechdi, B'chesed V'Emme, Yichof HaRavon, Chesed Zu, Yigmi L'Chasadim, Shnemar, Rodev, Sedaka, V'chesed, Yimtza, Chaim, Sedaka, V'chesed, V'kavon. So if a person is involved himself in Chesed V'Emmes, Chesed as it is Chesed, Emmes is referring to Torah, so he involves those things, Yichof HaRavon, and Chesed refers to Gemilah Chasadim, as we just quoted a pasuk for that. Now, next reference is Emet, or Emet refers to Torah. Emet is a Torah. Shnemer Emet Kanei Adim Kor, and associated with that is the Gemara in Shabbos. And then, hey, that Emet is Chotamash on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem's signet, Hashem's saw, a seal is true. And that's because Hashem is associated with the Torah. Elikov Rabbanav Minayin. How do you see anything about bearing a child in this? Tanalei Husav Mishum Rishum Minyukai Ata Avon Avon. It says the word avon, yichuper avon, will remove sin. And sin, in on different pasuk, k'siv b'chesed v'emes yichuper avon, k'siv hasam yishalim avon. Avos elcheik b'neim, Hashem sometimes is punishes children for the sins of their fathers. Generally not, but there is a, we'll talk about that soon, Mirchashem 2 daf. Am Rabbi Yochanan and Negayim, ubanim, in Yisrael Shalava. These sort of troubles are not Yisrael Shalava. He's arguing what we said before, from Rashbi. A person gets negayim saras or the like, you should know it's kapara. How do we know? Mizbeah kapara. So we say it says in the Brayso. We don't quote any pasuk for that one, but isn't that a contradiction? We said before Rabbi Yochanan said negayim is not a kapara, and yet we said in this Brayso it is a kapara. We say you're right, it's somewhere in between. Mizbeah kapara who havi suri havi. Mizbeach kapara havu, kama yisurin shal hava lo havu.
Is mizbeach kapara just the same kapara like you get as a
Abraham? Yes. It does, but exactly, it's not going to necessarily get him to the highest levels in Olam Haba like yisurin shal hava will get. Meaning, it is a kapara. Yeah, it's like a korban. It's definitely a major kapara, but it's not the same thing. It's not the exact same level that yisurin shal hava will get. And ibadema. Another answer is halama halu. You're right. It's machlokas. Yes, it's a difference of opinion. It depends on where the saras is. This mega depends if it's public or private. And Rash says if it's private, Rash doesn't explain what it is, but if it is private, they don't actually explain over here in Tosas either. If it's private,
it's Takas
Begadu. Yeah, Rash says Takas Begadu, that means it's private because other people won't be embarrassed in front of other people. Then presumably that's not the same Yisrael Shalava. That will just be, that won't be Mechaper the same way. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, they're not Mechaper, it's not Yisrael Shalava. The Brice, we're just talking about saying that's Mechaper, it's because it's embarrassing. If I'm not mistaken, I think Rabbi Yonah, if someone says the opposite pshat, it's not what I said, in the things that are publicly embarrassing, that's more kapara. It's in fact the opposite. Hashem's punishing him if it's embarrassing. If it's just in private, then that's not a punishment, that's a kapara. Okay. Banim lo, hechi dami. How could you say that losing a child is not a yisurin shel ava? What do we mean by losing a child? Does it mean they had a child and they lost a child? Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan himself, one of the greatest Amoraim, Din Garmadas, Rabbi Beer, he used to go to people that would Nicham Avelim and tell them this is the bone of my 10th child. He lost 10 children. And that he had 10 children and he lost all of them while he was alive. So he used to do Nicham Avelim with that. Interesting that he took a bone of the 10th child. People talk about that. People say it wasn't, and Maris Chia says it wasn't actually a bone. It was just a bone of a steak or something like that, a bone of an animal. And he was just reminding them of all the Nicham Avelim he had. If people gave him food, he was reminding them of that. But it does sound like that in Rashi and others, that it was actually a bone of the body. And people say the Marseilles also, it could have been, it was a tooth. Tooth doesn't need Kibura. The child is like, how did he not bury his child? He took out a bone, whatever. He took his crown, all these different problems and different things that are discussed with this. But no matter what, it says Rabbi Yochanan lost children, and Rashi says how could we say Rabbi Yochanan was such a tremendous person? He had so many times he had to lose children, and that's not Yisrael Shel Ava. Ella ha delo havu lei klal ha dehavu lei v'meitim. The Gemara says, I don't know, counterintuitive, but it says maybe someone who had a child and lost it, that is Yisrael Shel Ava, but someone who was unfortunately not zocha to have children in the first place, that's not Yisrael Shel Ava. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, the takeaway from all this is not to say now we're going to be able to explain everything that we see in the world, but rather we'll take the lessons from here. And each case, we don't understand perfectly why Kadosh Baruch Hu does things, but sometimes things are punishments, sometimes things are kapara, and sometimes things are Yisrael Shel Ava. Rabbi Yochanan Machalosh, we're almost finished, we'll say just a few stories about this Yisrael Shel Ava. One time, Rabbi Yochanan felt weak, he got sick. Allah Gabay, Rabbi Hanina came and visited him. Do you really want your Yisurin to mechaper for you and give you all Mahaba, Yisurin Shel Ava? Lo, I don't want it. Lohin, Loscharn, I'm not interested. I don't want them, and I don't want the reward. Give me your hand. Yavla, Yadev, Okman, he helped him get up. And he davened for him, so he should be able to get up. Why did he have to do this? Why did Rabbi Hanina have to help him out and daven for him to get out of his yisur? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan daven for himself? A person who's in jail is stuck in a situation, sometimes can't help himself to daven properly enough for himself. It's always better to daven for yourself than have someone else, but sometimes you're not able to. Rabbi Eliezer, same sort of story. Rabbi Eliezer chash, he got weak, he got sick, he was in bed. Rabbi Yochanan chazeh dahavi ka gani, Rabbi Yis afel. He saw he was in a dark room. Rabbi Eliezer was in a dark room. He revealed some of his arm and light in the room. Now, okay, it's an expression. It's probably a spiritual thing. He was so, his body, Rabbi Yochanan's body was so bright, it lit up the room. Rashi says because he had white skin, okay, it could be. But probably something very spiritual here. And when we talk about the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan and the people associated like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was beautiful, his face was beautiful, and the Shofar to Yerushalayim and other things we're going to say soon. It's Maharal says, anytime there's a beauty on the outside, we say the Mohos and other people, the Yosef, has a certain beauty. What is the Torah telling us about beauty? Okay, physical beauty is also something. But he said, often in Torah, physical beauty is associated with Shlemas of the Nefesh. A person that has Shlemas of the Nefesh also has the Shlemas of the Nesham of the body as well. Obviously, it's not a person who is ugly doesn't mean that they can't have a good Nesham of Chas Shalom. Rather, it's just to say, this sort of beauty that we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan, that he had a certain beautiful white skin. This was a spiritual praise to him. Anyway, though, that's what he revealed to Rabbi Eliezer. And Chazid Havi Bachi. And then Rabbi Eliezer started to cry, and he saw him crying. What are you crying? Maybe it's because you weren't able to learn Torah. You didn't get to learn so much Torah because you were in Yisurin. Why are you feeling bad about that? As long as you are lishma, when you what you did counts. And in the end of the day, a kosher is not going to medactic and say, ah, you didn't get to learn shas. You didn't get to learn. Hashem just asked you to be lishma, to do what you can. And so why are you crying? Because maybe you didn't have mazonas, you didn't have a lot of food in this world, you were starving, you didn't have a lot of parnasa. Look, Adam Zochel Shnei Shulchanos. He says, don't worry, look, you're getting Olam Haba, you're not going to be Zochel Olam Hazeh. Not everybody is able to get the best of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So you'll get a table in Olam Haba, you won't get a table in this world. Maybe you're afraid of the fact that you're sad because you didn't have children. Don't worry, I also didn't have children. Din Garmadas Rabir, this is the bone of my 10th child. Yeah. I'm not crying for anything you said. I'm crying because your beauty, Rabbi Yochanan, is going to die and be buried in the ground. For that, it's a good reason to cry. Such a pella gemara. He wasn't crying over the fact that he didn't have children. He wasn't crying over the fact that he wasn't able to learn Torah. He wasn't crying over the fact that he didn't have food. And he wasn't crying because of all the Yisurim he had. And he wasn't crying because he didn't have children. He's crying because of the Shofar. So obviously, this is a spiritual concept. It reflects that there's a shleimus of a nefesh that a person can have, and unfortunately, okay, a person dies, and that's the end. The person only has so much time in their life. He asked him finally, do you want your sir? Let's finish over here.
Things out with his mother.
Yes. It seems our school has more.